For the 13th time in a row, the group from the Bank of England who meet to decide on interest rates put them up again. This time, a rise of 0.5%, higher than most experts were predicting. The base rate now stands at 5%, the highest it's been since 2008. The theory is that increasing interest rates controls inflation by making borrowing more expensive and limiting spending. In practice, the bank says it takes up to 2 years to work. In the short term, it means an immediate rise in the mortgage rates on offer. Millions of homeowners are now facing increased monthly payments, and those who rent could have higher prices passed on. There are warnings that many simply won't be able to afford the increases. Critics call it a crisis. Professor Danny Blanchflower teaches economics and is a former member of the Bank of England's Monetary Policy Committee. He doesn't support the rise.
And I'm very struck by the fact that these guys don't seem to understand how you're supposed to do monetary policy. You're supposed to worry about things 18 months down the road, and you're supposed to ignore the things that happened yesterday because you can't do anything about them. So this looks like another huge mistake. The two people who voted against basically correctly said, well, we've done all these rate rises. They haven't really had much of an effect. They're going to down the road. And actually, the problem is, down the road, inflation is actually going to be below the target.
The government says its resolve to bring down inflation remains watertight. John Beaver reporting.